And I'd say people, I'm starting to do this. I'm starting to make mental note of right-wing influencers, specifically ones that were far more like alt-right adjacent before that are now promoting psychedelics
all the
time. The NRX
sphere, I was doing, while we've been talking, I've been just looking at the, some of the personalities involved in some of this stuff. The NRX sphere is all in on this. They're all in.
Yeah. But what is the relationship, though?
I don't know. It's partly the tech bro thing, because I'll tell you, when I was like years ago, like hanging out with some of these people in New York City, they were like wealthy tech bros, like fintech, right? Finance and tech.
Yeah.
And they had money, and they were just, they were smoking like these high potent weed strains just because that's what like wealthy tech bros do, right? But like, it seems like then it just, it, that seemed more natural because it was like, there was a younger thing. It was a newer thing, and people were kind of doing the previous stuff, but there was a definite drug use element to it, and they actually looked at me as a little bit weird because of how, not just that I wasn't doing it, I was vehemently against marijuana use. Like, I was vocally against it. I was like, no, like, this shit is bad for you. And I would tell them, like, look, I became significantly more politically interested, motivated, and authoritarian in my outlook when I stopped smoking weed in my late
20s. Yeah, I was never into that. Personally, I smoked weed here and there, but I never liked it.
I smoked it for a while, but I when I stopped altogether, it was like I became way more political and like way more authoritarian in my outlook too. Like I'll be a test case right there. I became literally a fascist after stopping weed.
Right.
So, and that's why I'm very much against it, because they also just don't like how it makes me feel. Just paranoid and anxious, like I get paranoia, anxiety, just like imagining like the worst outcome of every possible thing. Just no good.
You have to understand that as people of European descent in the United States, like we're effectively an enemy of the system with no army or state of our own. So we're basically at their whims.
Right.
And you have to understand that they will use anything in their power, no matter how evil you think it might be, to keep us under control. And so that's something just to keep in mind when you see some social development that just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, I don't see this shit catching on in our circles, man. I just don't see the kinds of people I've been meeting, NJP meetings, it just doesn't seem like this is
the reason. Well, the reason for that is that we have an older crowd. It's mostly late 20s, 30s, things like that. But if you go to younger guys, man, they're all in on this shit. They're into this stuff. And so, like I said, that's what young guys do, right? Guys do this shit. This is fun. But just keep in mind, you know, if strange ideas start crossing your mind, it's time to put the magic mushrooms away. That's all I'll say about that.